This is Dale Connolly reporting, a news program not to be believed. This is convention weekend for the Enough Party. Long awaited, very controversial. It's finally underway just down the street at the Decorah International Convention Complex, Resort, and Mini Golf. Here at Dale Connolly Reporting, we're committed to covering this event. We have been the only ones following the Enough Party. We've got our full crew here, Bud Buck, Wendy Vapors, Brick Walters, and anchoring the coverage, our political correspondent, Jennifer Hamster. Jennifer?
Yes, I'm here, Dale, yes.
What is happening right now? Is it some kind of speech?
Well, not just any speech, Dale. This is the sprawling medical nomination acceptance speech being given by Governor Burson and underwritten by one of his corporate sponsors, Sprawling Medical.
That's right. The Enough Party is doing extreme disclosure, aren't they?
Every one of their financial entanglements have been revealed. It's all out on the table, even the soft money. But that also means almost every time someone steps up to the microphone, there's a sponsorship connected with it.
All the way up to the final roll call of the states?
Yes, that's the BANFLAP roll call of the states. It's been underwritten. It pays for the convention.
And right now Governor Burson is speaking?
Yes, but let's ignore that right now. Political speeches are so, you know, like Disneyland. Everything is planned and tested. There's no spontaneity. The real issue here, Dale, is Senator Spleen. Will he be here or won't he? Nobody knows.
Well, for our listeners who haven't been following the Enough Party process, perhaps a little bit of background information is in order here.
Oh, please. Who has time for that? Right now, Bud Buck has cornered Senator Spleen's campaign manager, Rhonda Alonzo. Bud.
Yes, where are the donuts? Jennifer.
Bud. Yes, Bud, you're on.
I'm here with Rhonda Alonzo. What's the deal with your guy? Is he going to be here or not?
Senator Spleen will be addressing the convention by satellite from a remote location.
Well, what's the point of that?
Well, as you know, we're running a contest right now where the first registered voter to find Senator Spleen wins $100,000 from the campaign treasury.
Well, how are you supposed to claim the prize, then?
You have to physically be hanging on to the senator when you redeem him at one of our regional campaign offices.
Are reporters eligible for...
No, they are not. But you can imagine what it would be like to bring Senator Spleen into this hall under these conditions. We'd be inviting a mob.
Boy, he'd be torn apart.
And that would give an unfair advantage to our opponent.
Oh, Rhonda, excuse me. This is Jennifer Hamster. What about the party rule that says a candidate for national office has to be at the convention to receive the nomination?
Our people are working right now to suspend that rule.
Well, why don't you just suspend the contest instead?
Well, Bud, we feel like we've really got momentum going here. The whole nation is caught up in the mystery of this.
But you don't really expect the delegates to vote for someone who's not here, do you?
I think for the Enough Party, winning is the most important thing, even if it means nominating a guy who, you don't know his whereabouts exactly.
Well, please, this will just feed the rumors.
I cannot help that.
Well, can you deny, then, that you are holding your candidate prisoner and that the staff has taken over the campaign completely and he is just a figurehead fronting for your own twisted ambitions?
That is not true.
Can you deny that your campaign lies freely about issues large and small?
That is false. Next.
Well, how about that rumor that the senator is in a coma?
False.
Paralyzed in a rollerblading accident?
Nope.
Brain in jars, still issuing orders?
I wish.
Yes.
Nope.
Well, what you're doing here is not going to help settle these rumors.
We don't want to settle the rumors. Rumors create buzz. Buzz gets attention. Attention wins elections.
Rhonda, this is Dale Connolly.
Oh, great.
I say, Rhonda, you mentioned that reporters are ineligible to win that $100,000 prize. What about anchors and talking heads? Would they
I am sorry, Dale. All employees of news-gathering organizations are ineligible.
Oh, drat.
Yeah. Oh, Dale, grow up, would you?
We want an ordinary registered voter. And by the way, this has really increased voter registration. And ours is the only political campaign anywhere talking about making a winner of somebody else. The rest of these guys, it's me, you know. But with Senator Spleen, somebody could really make some serious bucks here. That's one of our differences. We are people focused. This candidate is always thinking about the people. He's watching out for the people. In some cases, he's running away from the people, and I think people are really noticing it.
We're going to go now to Brick Walters, who has someone from the Governor Burson camp. Brick?
Yes, Dale, I'm here with Pepper Larson, who's a floor director for the Burson campaign. What are you saying to people about the rule suspension to allow the convention to nominate someone who is not actually here?
Oh, yeah, well, what we're saying is Mussolini could be nominated under these conditions. It's not right, you know.
Pepper, Mussolini's dead.
My point exactly. Nobody's seen Senator Spleen. Ukraine since March, and you can't nominate someone who might be dead to run for president. Vice president, maybe, but not president.
Pepper, do you think you have the votes to block the rules suspension?
Well, Britt, you know, it depends on when the rules committee decides to bring it to the floor. We're doing our best to create a number of nightmare scenarios and an atmosphere of paranoia and distrust.
Mm-hmm. And what are those scenarios?
Well, you heard some already. You know, brain in a jar, bitten by vampires, alien abductee. You know, in the minds of the delegates, spleen could be any of these things by now if we've done our job.
Thanks, Pepper.
You're
Pepper
welcome.
Larson
Thanks.
Of the Burston campaign. Back to you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Brick. Back to you, Dale.
Thanks, Jennifer. This is live coverage of the Enough Party Convention on Dale Connolly Reporting, a news program not to be believed. Now back to you, Jennifer.
Thanks, Dale. Over to you, Bud.
Thanks, Jennifer. We're going to send it back to Brick. Brick?
Thanks, Bud. Here's Wendy.
Hello.
No. Wait a minute. This is Jennifer taking it back from Brick.
Well, you can't. I gave it to Wendy.
Well, I gave it to you. I'm taking it back.
No, I got it from Bud.
I gave it back to Brick, Jennifer.
I don't want Wendy to have it for another dopey report about funny hats or dogs wearing sweaters or any of that stupid feature stuff. This is a political convention. Here.
Hey, you didn't like the story about the hat?
Let's stick to the substance, shall we?
Jennifer, I happen to love the reports on the convention side.
Yeah,
you
would. Right, it's called Human Interest, because it's interesting to humans.
Yeah, I like the story about the dogs and the delegations. I didn't know you could bring your dog to one of these things.
Oh, yeah, and I thought the funny hat feature was stellar journalism, Jennifer.
Oh.
Yes.
It really sounds like you're overruled, Jennifer.
Well, since when is political coverage a democracy, anyway?
Well, we're going to give it to Wendy. Take it away, Wendy.
Thank you. Yes, I'm here to do a colorful but stupid feature report on bathrooms. Lois Krantz is an uncommitted delegate from Georgia. Hello, Lois.
Hello.
What is the most frustrating thing about this convention?
Well, it's got to be the number of facilities for the ladies. There's always a line, particularly between major events like speeches, and there are a lot of women here, and we all know that stadiums and convention centers and such are very unprepared.
Yes, that seems to be a problem wherever you go.
Oh, good one.
So to speak.
Yeah. Well, I'm actually pretty disappointed. This is one problem that I have had enough of, and I thought the Enough Party would be at the forefront of recognizing and correcting this situation.
Well, maybe someone will offer that up as a party platform. That sounds like a good
idea. Okay. Thanks, Wendy, so much for that. Let's go across the floor
Wait. I don't think Wendy is done yet.
No, that report was just getting interesting.
Really, Jennifer, you could wait for your cue.
All right.
Back to you, Wendy.
Yeah, thank you. So what did you do, Lois? Just wait?
Well, no, I did not. I noticed there was no traffic in and out of the men's room. So I opened the door and I said, "Hello, is anybody in here?" And no one answered, so in I went.
Oh.
And there were two stalls in there, but the first one I went to, the door was locked. Well, I peeked underneath and sure enough, a gentleman was in there, so I decided to wait outside.
Oh, no.
Okay, thanks for the details now. What's the time?
No, wait a minute.
Is there more to this story, Lois? Because I'm getting a signal from someone to kind of wrap it up.
Well, yes, actually, there is more. As I was leaving, I caught his reflection in the mirror. He was peeking out from under the partition to see what was going on, and I was very surprised to see that it was Senator Spleen.
It was?
I worked next door to one of the regional offices, so I've been surrounded by his posters for the last 6 months, and it looked just like him, except his head was upside down. So.
But if it was Senator Spleen, why didn't you run back to capture him and claim $100,000?
Well, considering where he was, where I was, I went to get my husband to come help, and when we got back, well, the stall was empty.
And you're sure it was a senator?
Oh, I don't think I'll ever forget those tiny little black eyes of his.
Even upside down.
Oh, yes, it was such a sight.
Well, all right then. We have a development. A trained observer has spotted the leading candidate physically present here at the convention that is expected to nominate him to run for president of the United States. And in this strange set of circumstances, that is news. I'm Wendy Vapors, and I have a scoop. back to the booth.
Well, thanks. Let's get on this spleen situation. I think we're going to send it to Jennifer Hamster now for a reaction.
Yes, and I'm going to hand it off to Bud Buck, who is near spleen campaign manager Rhonda Alonzo.
Are these donuts fresh? Oh, yes. I'm a few feet from Rhonda, but she's on her cell phone, so let's listen in here.
Don't care how you do it, but I want you to search the hall. There are people saying it's here, and the place is in an uproar. We need to put a lid on this and... Hey.
What?
Hey, what's with the microphone?
Just gathering atmospheric sound for a documentary about the political process in America today.
Well, this isn't a political process. It's a private conversation.
Isn't the private conversation the very essence of politics, huh?
Do not make me come over there.
Jennifer.
Rick.
Bud. Dale.
Yes, thank you. If Senator Spleen is in the hall, this would certainly change things dramatically.
Oh,
absolutely.
Yes.
Agree on that.
He's there.
And our live coverage of the Enough Party convention on Dale Connolly Reporting will continue in just a few short minutes. Dale Connolly Reporting is on the Internet. You can go to npr.org to click on scripts and recordings from past shows. Coming up, we'll have the report of the Rules Committee, perhaps more on the bathroom problem, and the continuing search for Spleen. Is he the candidate, or is he not? So stay tuned as Dale Connolly Reporting continues. This is Dale Connolly Reporting, a news program not to be believed. We're going to return now to the Decorah International Convention Complex Resort and Mini Golf, where the Enough Party Convention has fallen into disarray. Jennifer Hamster is there. Jennifer?
Yes, Dale, the convention is falling apart. Bud Buck is now on the floor. Bud.
And Buck, in the thick of the Kansas delegation, where people have scattered to find Senator Spleen and win big money. The senator, as you know, has been hiding for some months. His campaign treasury has put up a $100,000 bounty, and it's certainly working. The delegates are running every which way. There's no cooperation, no negotiation. Excuse me, sir.
I'm
sir.
Right. No.
Pardon me, ma'am.
Radio
interview here, sir. Hello.
Yep.
Boy, this is madness. Somebody should do something to convince them that Senator Spleen is not here, or I don't see how we can go on. Jennifer.
Thank you. Bud Buck with the Kansas delegation.
I don't think I'm in Kansas anymore.
Thank you. Governor Burson has stopped by after completing the sprawling medical acceptance speech, accepting his name being put forward as a candidate to receive the nomination. Wonderful, wonderful speech, Governor.
Ah, did you hear it, Janet?
Every word,
well,
yes.
The delegates seemed more and more agitated as I went on. I thought I was striking a chord with them, but now I understand it has more to do with the rumor that my invisible opponent is in the hall.
Yes, yes. Now, what do you make of that, Governor?
Money distracts weak-minded people. I don't have a problem with it personally. Earlier this year, I was offered piles of money to sever my sponsorship ties with Plains Patties Buffalo Burgers, but I didn't do it.
Oh, now who made that offer?
Plains Patties.
Oh.
My poll numbers were so low, it was dragging them down. But I believe in principles and commitment. I am standing by my sponsor no matter how much they beg me to stop.
Now, Governor, should it be possible for someone who is not at the convention to get the nomination?
A crucial question, Jean. As technology makes it easier for people not to be somewhere, I think it's vitally important that our party nominate someone who clearly is somewhere. And, of course, since we are all at the convention, a very good somewhere for someone to be would be right here.
Uh-huh.
And I am ready to be that someone.
Thank you. Thank you, Governor Burson. Yes. Thank you. Well, I'll have to say, pandemonium continues on the convention floor. And now, Wendy Vapors has found someone vacuous to interview. Wendy?
Yes, I'm here with Decorah International Convention Complex Resort and Mini Golf Security Chief Martha Ketchum.
Roger, 4-4-3-7. I'm at the south door now. It appears to be an uncompromised over.
Chief Ketchum, are you trying to restore order here, or what?
Well, yes,
Yes, Wendy, that's affirmative. I've got my people out checking all the entrances and the exits.
I'm heading up to the north door here. I'll check the waste baskets along the way.
Okay. Roger, Jolly Giant. I copy. Over. Credentials were issued for Senator Spleen, but he hasn't picked them up. I sincerely doubt he's in the building. We have a secure perimeter.
Hey, how come there's nobody here at the main door, over?
Still, you have to check out all the rumors, right?
Yeah, that's a big affirmative there, Wen.
What if he is here?
We'll find him.
What would you do then?
Well, I've got my eye on those electric golf carts. It'd be great to have a couple of those around here. You know,
I mean, what would you do with the senator, not the money?
Oh, the senator. I guess I'd turn him over to his staff, I think, probably.
Okay, here we go. Report down here for a square knot and the next swing loop.
I better take this. We're trying to coordinate the balloon drop. Roger, I copy you on the knot, Jolly Giant. I'm on my way.
Thank you, Ms. Ketchum. And so, as you can hear, dishing for Senator Spleen and the possible payoff of finding him is a priority even for the security detail. I'm Wendy Papers, and I'm reporting.
If you could call it that. All right, let's go back to the podium now, where an announcement is being made by Spleen campaign manager Rhonda Alonzo.
Delegates, please. Delegates, I have a brief announcement here. As you know, I am Senator Spleen's campaign manager. I can assure you he is not in the hall. He is not here, and no one is going to win $100,000 today. So I beg you, return to your seats, reform your delegations, and let's get on with this convention. Thank you. Thank you. I also want to announce that the Rules Committee, of which I am a member, has decided to suspend the bylaws where it says a candidate has to be present to win.
Yeah!
Yes, that is a good thing. We did keep some restrictions. The nomination is still prohibited to convicted felons, space aliens, and dead people. I think that is a rule we can all live with.
Just a moment, Rhonda.
Governor Burstyn.
Thank you. I have come here to challenge you on this. You cannot ask this convention to endorse someone who is not even here. Produce your candidate. He should stand before this convention and ask for its endorsement in person.
I would love to produce him, but that is just not possible.
I don't accept that, and neither do they.
They do, too.
Oh, they do not.
Tell me. Do you believe in Senator Spleen, everyone? Do
I
you?
Yeah.
If you do, clap your hands.
What?
Come on.
Oh.
I believe, even though he is not in the hall, he can hear us and he will take us.
Are we talking about Spleen or Tinkerbell?
Tinkerbell!
Don't you put down Tinkerbell, pal. Tink is Peter Pan's friend, and if you don't believe in the boy who wouldn't grow up, you are so out of touch with the American people.
Oh,
come on, everyone.
Right.
Everyone, put your hands together. The senator is listening. I know he is.
Oh, come on. This is a bit melodramatic, isn't it?
They believe. This is fantastic. We are sending him our strength and our love. Everybody, thank you. Can you hear us, Senator? Why, look. I think, although he can't be here physically, I think the Senator is with us in spirit right now.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? That's just a spotlight.
No, it is a pure white beam of concentrated energy. Cast from afar.
Oh, horse plucky. There's a stagehand in the balcony making the spotlight jump all over the
keep our prize money on the table.
Good.
And we're going to up it to $1 million.